Nolte, media protected Clinton pals Jeffrey Epstein, Harvey Weinstein. By John Nolte on November 6, 2019. We now know the corporate media shielded convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein and credibly accused rapist Harvey Weinstein to protect Hillary Clinton. Neither Ronan Farrow nor Amy Robach came right out and said this. Their job is to report the facts. But those of us whose job it is to connect the dots see a pattern so obvious it glows like neon on a moonless night in the middle of a desert. Farrow's superb catch and kill, his detailed and well-sourced story of his fight with NBC News to tell the truth about movie mogul Harvey Weinstein, a longtime friend of the Clintons, and successful campaign bundler for the overall Democrat Party, can only lead to this conclusion. NBC claims Farrow didn't have the story nailed down, but the far-left network ordered him to stop his reporting. Claim Farrow's dead-to-rights audio of Weinstein admitting to groping a model was not news. And just weeks after Farrow took the story elsewhere, The New Yorker ran it and Farrow won a Pulitzer. The idea Farrow did not have the story nailed down is a brazen and audacious lie. What's more, we are talking about the same NBC News that gleefully went wild reporting every unverified lie and loony rumor smearing Brett Kavanaugh during his Supreme Court confirmation battle. This is the same NBC News that had information exonerating Kavanaugh and buried it until after the confirmation battle. No one at all familiar with NBC News believes for a moment there are any editorial standards over there. Not after Kavanaugh, not after 3 years of devoting MSNBC to the anti-Trump Russia collusion hoax. No, the only time NBC decides to get a case of journalist ethics is when it comes to protecting Democrats, specifically the Clintons, specifically Hillary Clinton. Never forget that this is the very same NBC News run by the very same Andrew Lack, reportedly a Bill Clinton golfing buddy, that deliberately slow-walked Juanita Broderick's credible rape allegation against Bill Clinton. This was back in 1998, and in order to protect Slick Willie, the Dateline interview was stalled until just a week or so after Clinton was acquitted in his Senate impeachment trial. The interview was also broadcast at the same time as a popular awards show on a competing network. Farrow further reports he received pressure directly from the Clintons to kill the Weinstein story, even though Hillary had to know by this time about the allegations against Weinstein. So you can only imagine the pressure the Clintons must have put on their pals and golfing buddies who hold the keys to NBC's executive bathroom. Believe it or not, what ABC News is guilty of is even worse. Caught on film and an open mic during some downtime on a ABC News set, an obviously frustrated Amy Robach expresses her anger at ABC News for quashing her Epstein reporting 3 years ago. The moment is a remarkably candid one, and not one, as Robach ludicrously claimed in her Tuesday statement, where she's frustrated over not being able to nail down the story. No, she's angry at ABC because she had the story, had an on-the-record source who had already filmed an interview. She's angry because that source had photographs to back up her allegations, angry because she had the goods on, among others, Bill Clinton, and really angry because everything about Epstein that came out 3 years later confirmed the story she has 3 years earlier. I had it all 3 years ago, Robach says. My source had pictures. She had everything. Of Prince Andrew, she says ABC quashed the story out of the fear Buckingham Palace would not allow the network to interview Kate and Will. It was unbelievable what we had. We had Clinton. We had everything. But Hillary Clinton was running for president then, and Jeffrey Epstein's documented association with her potential first gentleman, Bill Clinton, was an obvious liability. What's more, the big star over at ABC News is dedicated Clintonista George Stephanopoulos, who, at the time, was so closely associated with his former employers. He donated $75,000 to the Clinton Foundation, and did not disclose this while reporting on the scandals that would eventually all but destroy the corrupt foundation. And this is not the first time ABC News and its parent company Walt Disney have been caught protecting the Clintons. Back in 2006, when everyone knew Hillary was gearing up for a 2008 presidential run, Disney not only re-edited out accurate criticism of the Clinton administration's mishandling of the hunt for Osama bin Laden in its meticulously researched Path to 9/11 miniseries, after spending $40 million on the production and attracting a sizable audience, ABC/Disney memory hold it. The Path to 9/11, which was only mildly critical of the Clinton, was never rerun or even released on home video. ABC/Disney $840 million to protect the Clintons. The Epstein cover-up, though, is even worse. ABC News protected a pedophile to protect the Clintons. A pedophile who was, at the time, still out on the prowl. How many victims could have been saved throughout those 3 years? How many girls and young women warned off or never even approached by an exposed Jeffrey Epstein? The thought of it makes you despair. There is no amount of garbage and lies ABC, NBC, and the rest of the left-wing corporate media will not broadcast if it means destroying their ideological enemies on the political right. They are all guilty. It's a big protection racket. CNN, The New York Times, NPR, PBS, The Washington Post. Go look for their coverage of ABC burying the Epstein story. You won't find it, which makes them all accessories after the fact. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.